After 2 years of investigating into the events surrounding the alleged Russian collusion in the Trump-US presidential elections campaign in 2016, new Attorney General Bill Barr has released his four-page summary of Robert Mueller's report. Critically, it dismisses the charge of Russian influence in the Trump campaign. While Donald Trump says he's completely exonerated over the issue of presidential obstruction of justice, Bill Barr states that failing to prove the president did not commit a crime does not exonerate him. I asked Associate Professor Brendan O'Connor from the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney whether Bill Barr's report gives us the whole story.
Barr's document is more like a political media release rather than a summary of the report. Very few quotes from the report. The one that's cherry-picked out is the big news story that there's no proof of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia on the 2016 election. That's big news, but the Mueller inquiry is inconclusive on whether there was obstruction of justice on the sacking of James Comey. There's a lot of other issues they investigated into regarding corrupt practices that Trump has been engaged in. So this story is, you know, we're part one in sort of what's going to be the sort of next 10 steps of the Mueller inquiry. But it's been a positive day for Trump, and he's typically exaggerated what elements are positive and, you know, gone right over the top by saying he's exonerated, and that's not true at all.
And it arose because the president has tried to interfere with process to shut an investigation down.
The Mueller inquiry starts out because of the sacking of James Comey. That's a precipitating action, that the FBI director is sacked by the president, and there's a sense that he's been sacked because he was inquiring into the National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, and his behavior in meetings with Russians. And Flynn had lied about this to the Attorney General and also to the Vice President. The beginnings of this were about an obstruction of justice. Now, the issue that was being obstructed was relations with the Russians. The collusion with the campaign, that's been the political story, because I suppose many people want to believe that Donald Trump unfairly won the 2016 election, that there has to be some nefarious reason for this. And so many people have locked onto that as a political story. Occasionally the Democratic Party in America have locked onto it as a story. But it wasn't the beginnings of this investigation, which was about the president. It's like a lot of these investigations, the Whitewater investigation, the Clinton years, a good example, they can spread wide and they become more politicized rather than this kind of legal issue at the beginning of, did the president stop, you know, justice being carried out and investigating Michael Flynn?
So can we see more indictments? Is this the end of the road for Mueller?
It is the end of the road for Mueller, yeah. And we've given there's a clear sense that there will not be more indictments regarding the Russia collusion story, that story has been put to bed. There's no evidence that he found, say, that Donald Trump Jr. emailed his father and they were conspiring with the Russians to get the, you know, information from the Democratic Party server, the hacks that the Russians did, out into the public. That would have been explosive. That would have been one of the things I was looking for. Now, they haven't been able to find that.
Because the Congress can force more out of the Attorney General, can't they?
They could get the Attorney General to appear before the Congress. They could get Robert Mueller to come before the Congress. They could eventually be trying to get Donald Trump to have to be interviewed in some way. How hard they're going to go on this issue will be the really interesting thing to follow over the next couple of weeks, to say, are the Democrats going to just keep picking away and looking for a really big case of corruption in the Trump business sort of empire? Or are they going to see it as a sort of death by a thousand cuts?
That was Associate Professor Brendan O'Connor from the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, ending that report.